WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
During the free jazz movement of the 1960s, saxophonists left behind melody and chord changes for the unstructured abandon of shrieking, squawking solos. Sonny Chirac was the first free jazz guitarist. He used volume and electronic distortion to get the feeling saxophonists got from overblowing. Chirac's power playing later won him a following in the art rock world and in heavy metal music. Sonny Chirac died of a heart attack on Thursday at his home in Ossining, New York. He was 53. I spoke with him in 1991. Described yourself as a guitarist who always thought he was a horn player. Why did you play guitar instead of saxophone?
Oh, I had asthma as a child, and that plus the expense of a saxophone. When I started playing, the guys I wanted to play with, they had a guitar around, so they said, well, play this. And I picked it up and tried to play it.
Now, what did you want the guitar to do that you heard the saxophone do?
Sound like Coltrane. That's what I wanted. That sound that the saxophone players, well, not just saxophone players, like Miles, too, that what used to be called the cry of jazz, that's what I was after, and I'd never heard that done on a guitar, and that's what I wanted to reach.
Let me play your solo on Promises Kept. Can you tell us a little bit what you're doing on this?
I don't know, because it was a one-time thing. I think we recorded it in one take. And which is the way I like to record, so I don't remember at all what I did. I just played what I felt.
So you don't have any gizmos or anything attached to your guitar?
Nothing at all. I do on stage. I use a wireless system because it gives me mobility and I can get around the stage. I like being all over the stage, but that's the only thing I use besides the volume knob. That's you know.
And how do you work the volume?
Well, I use a Marshall amplifier, which is kind of strange for so-called jazz player, but I turn it up to really usually no more than about 4 out of 10. I turn it up to a 4 and turn the guitar all the way up, the volume knob, and just play. I really believe your sound is in your hands. You know, I've always believed that. Like horn players believe that their sound is in theirs, you know. The standard approach to learning how to play jazz is to listen to your favorite player and copy their licks and then develop your own out of that. And I was starting at 20 years old, and I realized I didn't have time to go through that very long route. I figured that would take 10 years to work yourself out of that, to find yourself. So I just started right out playing what I heard in my head. And at that time, it was very little, but you know, that's the way I did it. I never played anyone's licks. I think I do know one Coltrane lick that he was very fond of playing on ballads. And sometimes I do that just for fun. But I never played anyone else's riffs, no.
You say you're still not fond of the guitar?
No, I don't like it. It's not as human as the horns.
Because there's no breath in it?
Maybe that's what it is. I guess that's what it is. But it just doesn't have the same. Even piano players get a more human feeling from their instruments. You know, you take someone like a Monk, who just, you know, that every time you hear, Monk could play one note and you would know it was him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they get such a good feeling from the instrument. But guitar, and especially jazz guitar, when I started playing back in the early 60s, it all sounded exactly the same. The other night I heard a guitar player, and I realized that when a guitar player plays chords, and you'll see these guys with these magnificent hands, and they play chords that go 10 frets and things, you know, all these crazy things they do, and it all sounds like it could fit on a postage stamp. Guitar is exactly the same from the top of the guitar to the bottom of the guitar, you know, when you do it like that. And that's why I'm not so crazy about it. It just doesn't have the scope of other instruments, you know.
Is this to say that if you could, you would change your instrument tomorrow?
No, I don't have to because I'm already a tenor player. Lots of guys laugh. I mean, Farrell Sanders always cracks up when I tell him that, but it's true. I never have looked at myself as a guitarist.
Sonny Chirac, he died Thursday of a heart attack at the age of 53.